Hi, I'm Edie from Toronto, and this is page number one. Generation Carbon. It's time to start a carbon almanac for kids.
Hi, my name is Chloe. I'm from Toronto, and I'm reading page number two. You've learned about things like recycling and turning off the lights. That's important. But there are even bigger things you can do to help our Earth, like using your voice. Read this guide to learn all you can, so you can teach people what you know.
Hi, I am Eliana. I'm from Michigan, and I'm reading page three. The temperature on the surface of our Earth is going up. In fact, it is 1 degree Celsius, or 1.8 degree Fahrenheit warmer. Scientists call this global warming, and it's making things harder for everyone. It's not too late, but we need to get started.
Just start. Our Earth doesn't need you to be perfect. It just needs you to start. Until someone builds plastic-free helmets, you'll need to wear a plastic one when you ride a bike or play football. Even though natural gas heats your town swimming pool, you still should have fun swimming in it. If you have to take an airplane because there's no other way to get there, don't worry. Fixing everything won't happen for a while. Kids should just do their best and teach adults what they know in the meantime. Matthew and Ejim, age 15, Boston, Massachusetts.
Hi, my name is Mae Mullins. I'm from Alabama in the United States, and I'm going to be reading page 5. Why is it getting warmer? Although it may be hard to tell that it's warmer when you go outside, our Earth can tell. It's like our Earth has a fever, and just a tiny increase in temperature is making it feel lousy. This fever triggers wild weather. Scientists say our Earth is getting warmer because people are doing things to harm it, but not everyone knows and understands this. Lots of adults did not learn this when they were in school.
Hi, I'm Sunny from Birmingham in the UK. Our Earth's fever produces wild weather. See how the temperature gets warmer and it triggers crazy weather. This is what we mean when we say climate change. The weather gets worse as temperature goes up.
Hi, I'm Izzy and I live in Victoria, Australia. This is page 7. Teach 5 adults what you learn in this book. Grown-ups might not even realize that stuff they're doing is hurting our planet. When you teach others, you can help us save our Earth.
It's Grace Olenek again, and this is page 8. Why do we need kids to teach adults? If one person decides to buy potatoes without using a plastic bag, then one plastic bag isn't necessary. But what if potato companies stop putting potatoes in plastic bags? Then we wouldn't have millions of plastic bags harming our Earth. Maybe you don't know an adult who works at a potato company, but you might know a teacher, principal, or coach, or parent who makes rules at their job that can help save our Earth. By teaching someone, your message spreads so big that changes can happen.
Hi, I'm Vera Cook Yip. I'm from the United States of America. Page 9. Here's a fun way you can help today. Well, technically tonight. Take the bedtime story challenge. It's not what you think. Or maybe it is, because you definitely already noticed the picture on this page. If you chose to take this challenge, you are going to read to your grown-up this book as a bedtime story. We know it'll be great. Make sure to get a good photo of the moment. Then, ask your grown-up to post it on social media, saying something like, "Best bedtime story ever. I learned about climate change tonight." Add the hashtag, #GenerationCarbon. This will help to spread the word, so that we can all help save our planet. P.S. If you prefer not to post on social media, you can always hang the photo on your fridge to remind your household of the important work you're doing. Or talk about it. I read to my grown-up a bedtime story last night. It's a fun way to get someone's attention.
Time to learn all you can about climate change.
Hi, my name is Madden, and I'm from Toronto. What is carbon? It's inside a pencil, but it's also in the air and in your body. Carbon is in just about everything. If we burn something with carbon in it, it's released into the air and becomes a gas called carbon dioxide. You can see carbon when there's smoke coming from a fire, but you can't see it when it's in the form of carbon dioxide. We've been burning a lot of carbon for about the last 100 years, and that's become a huge problem. Plants absorb carbon dioxide and change it into oxygen that humans can breathe, but they can't handle the amount of carbon dioxide we've been releasing by burning too much fossil fuel.
Hi, it's Izzy again. This time I'm reading page 12. What are fossil fuels? Fossils are bones and parts of animals and plants that get turned into a special kind of rock. Like fossils, crude oil, coal, and natural gas are formed deep in earth from the remains of plants, animals, and other living things from a long ago. This is why we call crude oil coal and natural gas fossil fuels. 400 million years ago, tiny plants and animals that contain carbon die. 100 million years ago, under the sand and mud, the dead plants and animals lay. Crude oil and natural gas are formed and contained lots of carbon.
We're burning fossil fuels and making a mess. Let's talk about those fossil fuels. Coal is often burned to make electricity. When coal is burned, the carbon that's stored in the coal goes into the air. We call this releasing carbon. This is important for you to know for your mission. Crude oil is an ingredient in gasoline that powers cars. When we ride in gas-powered cars, we release carbon too. Natural gas heats and cools many of our homes. When we turn up the heat, guess what's released? More carbon.
People release carbon every single day. There are tons of ways people add too much carbon dioxide to the air. Because carbon dioxide is invisible, we don't always realize the harm we're causing to our Earth. This is a huge problem. If people could see carbon dioxide, we'd probably be acting faster.
How much carbon are people releasing? People reducing their own carbon is helpful, but that won't be enough. We'll need all kinds of teamwork, inventions, and even new laws if we want to get to 440 bricks. Each American releases about 14 metric tons of carbon emissions every single year. That's the weight of 6,300 bricks. Scientists say we must reduce the carbon we're releasing to the weight of only 440 bricks. This will mean some big changes for all of us. We can make these changes if we work together.
It's kind of like our planet is holding its breath. If you've ever tried to swim underwater, you know what it's like to hold your breath. It's not comfortable. This is because your body starts to run low on good stuff, oxygen, and fill up with not-so-good stuff, carbon dioxide. Your body needs to exhale the carbon dioxide to get rid of it before it can fill up with oxygen again. This is why the second you're back above the water, your mouth opens to breathe. Your body was designed to do this. It needs the oxygen and fresh air, and it needs it as fast as it can get it, so you can feel better and stay healthy.
It's Matilde from Bologna, Italy. Carbon overload. Our planet needs fresh air to stay healthy too. Things like trees and soil and oceans act like sponges to help. They absorb carbon dioxide from the air. But right now, the sponges are almost full. When people burn fossil fuels, they're releasing too much carbon for the trees and oceans to soak up. It's Matilda from Bologna, Italy. This is page 18.
Hi, this is Dan Slater from Birmingham. The greenhouse effect. In 30 AD, a Roman king requested cucumbers for breakfast. When it was too cold to grow cucumbers outside, the king's servants built the first greenhouse. A greenhouse allows light from the sun to go through its glass roof, so plants have the light they need to grow. The glass roof also helps keep the heat inside to keep the plants warm. This allows gardeners to grow plants even when it's too cold to grow them inside.
Mama, it hasn't been raining for so long, and it's bad. We need to water the plants in the garden more often.
Matilde, Bologna, Italy.
Hi, my name is Seb. I'm from Australia, Victoria, and next year I'm going to move to Apollo Bay. My page is 19. Greenhouse gases trap heat. Greenhouse gases like carbon dioxide act as the glass roof of a greenhouse. If you don't know what a greenhouse is, it's like this glass small building that you grow plants in. Carbon and other gases sit high above the earth and allow sunlight to reach the earth. They also trap the sun's heat like a greenhouse roof. This is why we call them greenhouse gas. This trapped heat is what's warming up our earth and triggering crazy weather. So they can go through the greenhouse gases like we said, and greenhouse gases sit here and trap the heat to make our earth warmer, which is causing climate change. When people say carbon, they could mean any of these greenhouse gases. Carbon dioxide, CO2, methane, CH4, nitrous oxide, N2O, water vapor, and fluorinated gases.
Greenhouse effect experiment. Want to learn more about the greenhouse effect? Get ready to move fast, because we're going to set up a race between pieces of butter. We'll give you a minute to read those last few words again. Sure, it'll be more like watching Turbo the Snail after he lost his special powers and getting to cheer on Lightning McQueen, but we promise it'll be fun. Ready, set? Materials. 2 dark plates or 1 dark cookie sheet, 2 teaspoons of butter, 1 clear jar. P.S. If you can't do this activity until later, just skip ahead. Go. Experiment. Place 1 teaspoon of butter on each of your 2 plates. Place the plates in a sunny spot. Cover one of the pieces of butter with the jar. Come up with a hypothesis, your best guess, which piece of butter will win the race by melting first. If you really want to do it right, you'll give each piece its very own racing name. See which piece of butter melts first. Once you're done with your experiment, use the butter to spread on your toast. Food waste is also a huge contributor to climate change.
My name is Gavin Cook-Yip, and I'm from the United States of America. Page 22, what happened inside the jar? The covered butter melted first, right? This is the same idea behind the greenhouse effect. Just like the glass roof of a greenhouse keeps heat inside, the jar catch heat inside of your experiment. On our planet, greenhouse gases act like the jar. They trap the sun's heat. That's why our Earth is getting warmer. And that's why it's so important that we race to help our planet. Ready, set, keep reading.
Hello, my name is Brinsley. I'm from the United States. I'm going to be reading page 23. Our Earth is an ecosystem. Our Earth is at its best when everything works together. We call this an ecosystem. Right now, our ecosystem is not healthy. It's hard for everything to work together with all of the changes happening to our Earth. Does this look like a healthy ecosystem to you? This pond is a healthy ecosystem because everything is working together.
Hi, my name is Julia Engeman, and I am from Toronto, Canada. I will be reading page 24. What's weather and what's climate? What's it like there right now? Sunny? Snowy? You most likely answered fast, because you know what weather is. But what about climate? For your mission, it's important to know about both. Climate is what the weather is usually like in an area over a long time. For example, the climate in Mexico is warm. That's normal in Mexico. The climate in Canada is cooler than Mexico. That's normal there. The climate at Ski Mountains is usually cold, but because of climate change, there's now less snow.
This is page 25.
Normal weather isn't so normal anymore. Cactus plants grow in warm climates and it snows in warm places. It's a sign that the climate is changing. Climate change is, well, changing things. Normal weather is just not happening as often. Have you noticed not just weird weather where you live? In the US, Texas had super cold weather in the winter of 2021 that caused pipes to freeze, burst, and flood people's homes. That's not normal or good. In Argentina, January 2022, the temperatures in Buenos Aires were some of its hottest weather in 115 years. It was so hot that people got really sick. Events like these are happening all over the place.
It's probably climate change. When you hear people talk about these things, remind them it's probably climate change. Blackouts, laggy internet, cell phone service outages, flooded basements, frozen gutters, fallen trees, potholes, cracked pavement, asthma, allergies, fewer ski days, pollution, playground slides that are too hot to use, mold, disease-carrying mosquitoes, chubby squirrels, wildfire, drought, heavy downpours, and heat waves. Squirrels are getting chubbier because less snow cover allows them to find more food. One time, we were going to a baseball game, me and my dad, and right as we got into the stands, it got rained out.
My name is Elizabeth Granger. I am from San Francisco, California, in the United States. This is page 27. What's taking so long to fix climate change? Climate change has happened slowly. So slowly, it's not enough for people to feel warmer when they walk outside. This is one reason people don't know what's happening. Lately, there have been storms, hurricanes, and heat waves that help people understand. Some finally realize how much damage has happened to our Earth. The problem is invisible. You'd be scared if you saw black smoke shooting out of your gas-powered car, but since the greenhouse gases cars release are invisible, it's easy for people to forget the damage they're doing. Getting people's attention about climate change has been hard. This is why we need you to help.
Hi, my name is Delaney Hughes, and I am from the United States, and will be reading page 28. It's tough because some things that release carbon are things people depend on, like concrete. Making it releases lots of carbon. But in some countries, concrete is used to build lots of houses. Some people think they'll have to give up doing fun things because of climate change. But that's not true. There are lots of new ways to live that also protect our Earth. Wind can produce electricity, so we can do things like baking cookies. People can ride bicycles to the park instead of driving cars. Trains are often just as fast as airplanes for your next trip.
Hi, this is Lucy and I'm from Alabama. I'll be reading page 29, Landfills. Every day, people around the world throw away about 5 million tons of garbage. This is the same weight as 33,000 blue whales. But when you throw something away, it doesn't just go away. So, where does it go? First, trucks take your garbage to a landfill or garbage dump. A landfill is a big hole dug in the earth. Garbage trucks dump the trash into the pit, then big machines cover it with dirt. Keep stuff out of landfills by borrowing stuff you'll only use once. Did you know that some libraries have tools, cake pans, and games you can borrow?
Hi, my name is Maslin, and I'm from Michigan, and I'm going to be reading page 30. The dirt in landfills is home to bacteria that eat tossed out food, paper, and plastic. As the bacteria eat, they send greenhouse gases such as carbon dioxide and methane into the air. Image a gazillion bacteria farts and burps made every second. Methane is a greenhouse gas that is released from landfills and traps heat. More garbage in landfills means more methane in air. More methane means our Earth gets warmer and weather gets crazier.
Hello, my name is George and I'm from the United States. I'll be reading page 31. What does plastic have to do with climate change? Plastic is everywhere. In your shampoo bottle and sneakers, people buy lots of plastic items, often without even thinking. To save our Earth, we need companies to stop offering so many plastic items. Plastic is made from fossil fuels, which release carbon dioxide that warms our Earth. And believe it or not, most plastic cannot be recycled, even when you put it in a recycling bin. One solution is to ask companies to stop using and making plastic. You can usually find their email addresses on their company websites. Got a cut on your finger? Since most bandages are made with plastic, you'll need to use one to stop the bleeding. But wouldn't it be great if companies were only allowed to sell bandages that didn't harm our Earth? Ask an adult this. When you were a kid, were there plastic spouts on cardboard milk cartons?
Recycling needs to be fixed. Most of us have seen the recycle symbol and try to recycle as much as we can. We want to let you in on a secret. Only 8 out of 100 plastic items we put in the recycling bin actually get recycled. This means the other 92 plastic items we place in the recycle bin are burned or end up in landfills or the ocean. Recycling 8 bottles is way better than no recycling, though. It takes 400 years to break down plastic, a super long time. As soon as we make one pile of plastic trash, a factory is busy making many more piles of plastic trash. How do factories make plastic? Yep, by burning fossil fuels and releasing even more greenhouse gases into the air. Sandwich bags and water bottles that only get used once? We need to stop using those right now. Spread this news. Most plastic you put in a recycling bin never gets recycled. This is one secret that shouldn't be a secret. Tell everyone.
Toys, an important choice to make when having fun. Think about the last time you were lucky enough to get a new toy. Chances are you had to cut through some thick plastic just to get the toy out of its packaging. As you know, if that plastic went into the trash, it'll take about 400 years to break down. It could even end up in an ocean and hurt fish. What if instead of collecting more toys, you took more time doing things with your friends, like playing tag, taking hikes, and making crafts? There are all sorts of ways to help, and they all come back to protecting our planet. Ask your teacher to let you practice writing emails to companies that use a lot of plastic packaging. Be sure to send them photos of the plastic waste.
Hello, I'm Alexa, and I live in France. Page 34. Food choices matter. How do we decide which foods to eat? It has to taste good, that's for sure. But we also eat what's available. Long ago, that meant people only ate what they could grow nearby their homes. This meant they ate root vegetables in the fall, or beans and squash in the summertime. Today, because airplanes can bring us food from around the world, it's possible to get most types of food whenever you want them. Having so many food choices is nice, but transporting the food in planes and trucks releases a lot of carbon. And having too many choices means food ends up spoiled or simply thrown away. Adult this, out of every 10 pounds of food, 3 pounds is wasted. Wow your family and friends by mastering tacos, stir fries, and soup. These meals use up lots of bits of food that might otherwise have been wasted.
My name is Gavin Cookyip. I am from the United States of America. Page 35. Food made from animals. Food made from animals is a big source of greenhouse gases. First, forests are cut down, so animals have land to graze. Cutting down trees releases carbon. And now that trees are cut down, there are fewer trees to absorb carbon. Then, all the animals burp and fart a lot. This releases methane, another heat-trapping gas. This makes our Earth warmer and sets off damaging weather. Choosing to eat fruits and vegetables instead of meat plays a big part in reducing greenhouse gases. You have the power. Choose a veggie burger instead of a beef burger in the cafeteria. You can still add all the ketchup, pickles, and mustard you like. Drink plant-based milks like oat or soy instead of dairy. Eat more plants. You don't have to become a complete vegetarian unless you want to. Just start by adding more fruits and veggies to your plate.
Recipe for a bean burger. In a large bowl, pour in a tin of black beans, 1 cup of cooked rice and 1 minced sautéed onion. Add 1 tablespoon of oil, 3 tablespoons of barbecue sauce, and mash together. In a small bowl, put 1/2 cup of breadcrumbs and add 1 tablespoon of cumin, 1 teaspoon of chili powder, 1 teaspoon of brown sugar, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, and 1/2 teaspoon of pepper. Mix this up and pour into the big bowl. Mix the ingredients together and form into 8 burger patties. Fry them for 4 minutes on each side in a small amount of oil in a pan. Eat them with your favorite burger buns. Yum!
What is fast fashion? Stores used to display new clothing 4 times a year: winter, spring, summer, and fall. Now, new clothes appear in stores every week. That's 52 times a year. In the last 20 years, the amount of clothing made has doubled. People want to be stylish, so they buy more new clothes and trash the old ones. And we know what happens when something goes to the landfill. What can you do about fast fashion? Wear hand-me-downs and share clothes with others. Ask adults to shop at secondhand stores. Bonus: secondhand jeans are soft and broken in. Mend clothing that's ripped. Toss your backpack in the washer to clean it instead of buying a new one. Bojo Bandango, courtesy of the Big Picture Book by We Choose. Check the website out.
Hey, it's George again, reading page 38. Will these animals survive climate change? Climate change is right here, right now. Every living thing on our planet will be affected. Many animals are already suffering. Some can't have babies. Some can't find food. Others can't live in the warmer temperatures. Here are just a few of the animals at risk right now: Adelie penguins, African forest elephants, Asian elephants, Atlantic puffins, Bengal tigers, black-headed squirrel monkeys, bumblebees, Darwin's frogs, duck-billed platypuses, emperor penguins, green sea turtles, hippopotamuses, leatherback turtles, monarch butterflies, mountain gorillas, North Atlantic right whales, polar bears, and snow leopards, and the thousands of bugs and insects you've never heard of.
Here's an activity page. You can follow these steps to draw a green sea turtle. After you are done, you can share your drawings with #GenerationCarbon. Did you know climate change causes strong storms that destroy the sea turtle's beaches?
Hello, my name is Scotty Solash, and I live in the United States. Activity: now draw drawing a monarch butterfly. Share your drawings on social media with the #GenerationCarbon. Warmer temperatures mean monarch butterflies have a hard time surviving. Introducing net zero emissions. This sounds complicated, but it's really simple. For millions of years, when greenhouse gases were released, our Earth soaked up enough of them to keep the planet healthy. Right now, that's not happening. There are so many greenhouse gases being released that the Earth can't soak them up fast enough. It just can't keep up. Remember the full sponges? That's why we need to work on getting to net zero. Emissions, a fancy word that means the release of greenhouse gases. Net zero emissions, when the Earth can soak up all the greenhouse gases that we release.
Dora Costello, Costa Rica, page 42. Balancing greenhouse gases. Imagine a seesaw or a scale. On the right of the scale, things that release greenhouse gases like trucks and plastic bottles. On the left of the scale, things that soak up greenhouse gases like trees and oceans. If all the greenhouse gases are removed by the trees and oceans, the scale balances and we've reached net zero. By keeping the scale balanced, our Earth stays healthy. Right now, there are more greenhouse gases than our Earth can handle, so the scale is not balanced. Scientists want us to balance the scale by the year 2050.
Hi, I'm On from Hong Kong. Page 43. How bad is it for our Earth if you play some video games? Not so bad. Did you know that everything you plug in adds to climate change? This is especially true if your electricity doesn't come from the sun or wind. A lamp, TV, charging phone, they all release carbon. So does a PlayStation, computer, or anything else you use to play video games. Not to mention all the plastic it took to make these things. It's not a lot of carbon, but it's still good for you to know. Thank you.
How bad is it for our Earth if you get car rides to places you could walk? Answer: pretty bad. A big chunk of the carbon released on our planet comes from vehicles. Cars that run on gas are a part of that, and trucks are even worse. That's why walking and riding a bike help our planet. How we choose to get to places matters.
How bad is it for our Earth if you eat a cheeseburger? It's not just about eating the burger. It's about all it took to get the burger to your plate. The food most likely needed machines to be made and big trucks to get it to stores. Each of those releases a lot of carbon. And before that, there was the cow. Cows need a ton of land and water, so much more than vegetables do. They also burp out methane and a greenhouse gas that traps heat and makes our Earth warmer. Answer: not so great. For now, try to reduce the amount of meat you eat.
What can we do? What can we do? What can we do? What can we do?
How can kids help? Dry our clothes in the sun. When you see things like bananas wrapped in plastic, point out to adults how bananas this is. Adults don't always see things the way kids do. Remind your teacher, class parents, and coaches. No camping trips, class parties, or soccer game needs to include plastic water bottles. Start anywhere. Don't worry about being perfect. Plant a vegetable garden and fruit trees. Use a refillable water bottle. Trucks that transport heavy water bottles release a lot of carbon. Get the Carbon Almanac for the adults in your life. You can borrow it from the library or learn more here.
Let's get people's attention. To get people you live with to understand what's happening on our Earth, too, print out and post the fast facts on the next page on your bathroom wall. Yes, even your bathroom can be a classroom.
Hello, I'm Alexa, and I live in Paris. Page 49, fast facts about climate change. People use coal, oil, and gas for fuel. These fossil fuels allow people to drive cars and make electricity. Fossil fuels release carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. Carbon dioxide traps heat. Trapped heat makes our Earth warmer. It may not feel warmer outside our door, but just a tiny increase in temperature has a big impact, like serious storms, flooding, and droughts. Storms damage buildings, homes, animals, and our Earth. Big changes are needed to stop climate change, like passing laws against companies for selling things that harm our Earth, making electricity from sun and wind, voting for people who can make laws against harming our Earth, teaching others about climate change. Lots of people don't know about this stuff.
You can help reduce the use of fossil fuel. Reuse plastics. The next time you get a plastic fork, save it and use it over and over again. Plastic is made from fossil fuels, and most people toss plastic after just one use. Electric vehicles. Is your family buying a new car? Encourage them to consider electric vehicles that need no gasoline. Sun and wind. Teach an adult this. You can now buy electricity made by 100% sun and wind, and it's usually not more expensive. Check your local electric company's website to learn how.
Hi, Edie again, and I'm reading page 51. Think big. Ideas kids can teach adults. You can make a difference. Where can you begin to help the planet? Greta Thunberg, the young Swedish climate activist, changed her parents' minds first. She showed them facts. They watched movies about the environment together. But the change didn't happen right away. Greta kept pushing the grown-ups till they really listened. Children are better than grown-ups at making people take action. No surprises there. Kids are awesome. Teach five adults.
If I have kids in 2050,
I don't want them to deal with a broken planet because nobody acted when they could. Matthew Nijim, age 15, Boston, Massachusetts.
Here's a list of things you can teach them grown-ups.
These actions make a huge difference. These are just ideas. Start up with anything you can dream up. Our Earth doesn't need you to be perfect. It just needs you to start. Start a bike to school club to reduce the carbon released by the cars at the school drop-offs. Have your school officer hang signs asking drivers to turn off cars when picking up kids. Ask your teacher to make the theme of this year's science fair all about climate change. Teach 5 grown-ups what you know about climate change. Ask them to teach 5 more people. See how things can spread.
It's Lucy again. More actions that make a difference. Turn off the lights you don't need. Wasted electricity means more carbon that's released. Close doors right away so heat doesn't escape. Borrow items like jewelry, tools, and games so factories don't release carbon making new stuff. Next time you choose your meal, choose a veggie burger. Or make the bean burger recipe from this book. Run a class contest to see who can keep their pencil for the longest amount of time. It's important to not throw things away when they are still useful, because carbon is released to make things too. Ask your principal to turn down the heat to instantly reduce the carbon being released, especially if kids are wearing shorts in the colder months.
Hi, this is Julia again. A planet-saving craft that you can do is class t-shirts. Bright t-shirts can help your teacher make sure the whole class stays together on a field trip and show your school spirit. But it's not cool to wear a shirt that says, "Third graders rock," when you're in fourth grade. So class shirts tend to get tossed after just a few wears. For your next class party or field trip, make these bright class t-shirts. But don't take them home. Leave them for your teacher to use year after year. This way, t-shirts will stay out of landfills. Show this to your teacher, scout leader, or class parent.
Activity: planet-saving craft, class t-shirts. Number 1. Use a baby potato with a pointy bottom. Cut it in half with a knife. This will create a teardrop shape. Kids, please get an adult to help with the cutting. 2. Slide a cardboard sheet into the t-shirt so the paint won't bleed through to the back. Plan your shirt design. Use small pieces of masking tape to help plan the spacings. 3. Dip the cut end of the potato into acrylic paint or fabric paint. Stamp your pattern on the t-shirt. Print twice into a V-shape to create a heart shape. Forward to your teacher, scout leader, or class parent.
Jobs that will help save the Earth. Want to take your mission even further? Great, we need you. Now there are all kinds of ways you can do this, but let's talk about a big one. When you grow up, you could choose a job that helps to save the Earth. Here are 5 of them. Environmental teachers. Teach students what they need to know to protect the planet. Environmental scientists. Investigate climate change, kind of like an Earth doctor. Park rangers. Protect parks and people visiting them. Futurists. Imagine a better world and help people get there. Eco-inventors, create earth-saving inventions. You'll see some of these coming up soon.
Hi, it's me again, and I'm going to be reading page 57. Be a climate activist. You could also become a climate activist, which is a name for anyone who takes action to fight climate change. Sometimes this is a job. Other times, it's just something people do. Greta Thunberg decided to take action as a kid. Now, at age 19, she is one of the world's most well-known climate activists. Just like Greta, you don't need to be an adult to be a climate activist. If you wanted, you could become one today. There are so many things you could do to start making a difference, like completing your mission to teach 5 adults about climate change. You're doing awesome so far. You are never too small to make a difference. Greta Thunberg.
It's Edie again, and this is page 58. You can invent things that will get us out of this mess. Try your own eco-invention and share it with us using the hashtag #GenerationCarbon. like a gravity-powered light with heavy rocks, like a cycle-powered delivery van, or like bags and bottles made from plants, not plastic.
And of course, talking about climate change helps a lot. Time to train. Think of this like a special training session to help you on your mission. Like the scene in Raya and the Last Dragon, where Raya's dad teaches her to protect the gem. Or better yet, the scene where Mona practices what she'll say to introduce herself to Maui. Ready? Let's go.
Hi, my name is Vera Cook Yip, and I'm from the United States of America. Page 60. How to teach this stuff. Use words everyone will understand, even if they don't know a lot about this stuff. Explain how climate change is causing weird weather. Take your turn to listen to. After you listen, repeat what you heard. This will show that you care about what the other person thinks. Agree on a positive goal, like how you each want a better future.
How does it feel? A simple experiment kids can do with adults. Can I show you one way to think about our climate problem? If you put some ice cream here for a few minutes, nothing bad will happen. But if we leave it out for an hour, it's ruined. We can't refreeze ice cream. At first, it's hard to tell it's melting, but after about 10 minutes, you'll notice it looks a little different. If you put it back now, it will be saved, ready to enjoy later. But if you leave it out and ignore the signs, it'll keep melting and melting and melting, and then it's useless. That's how it feels to have this problem in front of us, and people not willing to do what it takes to put the ice cream away.
People don't always agree or think about things the same way, so knowing this is normal. Expecting it can help. Take deep breaths if you start to feel nervous or frustrated as you listen. It might help to talk about wacky weather. Weather is something on which most people agree. These talks don't have to be perfect to make a difference. You just need to begin.
Your mission, teach 5 adults. All right, it's time to start. You now have a ton of climate knowledge. You know your stuff. And your voice? It's powerful. Always has been. Time to use both your knowledge and voice to teach 5 adults about climate change. Let's come up with a game plan so you can help save our planet. What is the most useful thing you've learned?
That I should never give up.
Print out the next page.
Hi, it's Lucy Mullins and I'll be reading Game Plan Talk Tracker. For your mission to teach 5 adults. Start by filling in who you could teach and when, then track your progress in the last column. There's extra space because you might not get to talk to everyone you think of. Who you could teach. Write down the name of any adult you can teach. Need ideas? Teacher, principal, aunt, uncle, grandparent, cousin, neighbor, family, friend. When you could teach them. Is there a day you'll see them soon? If not, guess when you could teach them. Did you teach them? Circle yes or no. Each time you circle yes, color in or check off a star below. The moment we decide to fulfill something, we can do anything. Greta Thunberg. Completed all of your stars? You did it! Here's what to do next. Take time to celebrate. You are amazing. Visit carbonalmanac.org/kids to get your Changemaker certificate. Let this be the beginning. Let's keep working together to save our planet.
The biggest difference comes from acting together with others. And remember, the planet doesn't need you to be perfect. It just needs you to start.
Page 66, Grayson, United States of America. Carry these lessons with you and go make a respectful ruckus for our planet.
The podcast for curious kids. Why is there so much plastic in the ocean? What pollutes the air and how does it get there? Will the polar bears have enough food because of climate change? Hey Gen Z Changemakers, Generation Carbon is the podcast where kids like you help grown-ups like us save the planet. Kids have tough questions about climate change and you deserve the answers. We'll hear from friends, animals, classrooms, scientists, experts, and change makers like you. And if you're interested in submitting your own scientific findings for an episode, we need Gen Z science-minded reporters on the case. Visit thecarbonalmanac.org/kids for more information and be sure to subscribe on your podcast app. Let's change the world. Changemakers. Click or tap for Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts.
Training session complete. You got this.
You have the power. Choose a veggie burger instead of a beef burger in the cafeteria. You can still add all the ketchup, pickles, and mustard you like. Drink plant-based milks like oat or soy instead of dairy. I said oat, did I? I said oat, did I?